I'm Amy, sex educator, sex and relationship coach, and co-owner of PurePleasureShop.com.
I'm April, VP of the cutting-edge sex toy company Hot Octopus, and I dedicate my life to the business of sex.
We are on a mission to teach you how to have hot sex, deep intimacy, and how to make your own rules for who you are as a sexual being.
Welcome to the Shameless Sex Revolution.
Want to learn more? Go to shamelesssex.com.
And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use code SHAMELESSSEX at purepleasureshop.com.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Well, hello, everyone.
Hey, everybody.
Are you ready to learn about dick riding?
Oh, my God. This episode was so fun.
Do you want to be a dick demon?
I love the term dick demon.
I really want to tap into my inner dick demon.
I want to be a dick angel.
I want to be a demon. Or a semen demon.
A semen demon.
That's cute. This episode is with Samaya from Sexual Essentials. Samaya is a sex educator talking all about dick writing 101. I learned a lot and it was hilarious.
I wish that there was video with this.
Oh
that
my gosh.
We had recorded some because when we record podcasts with guests, we usually can see them via Zoom and that's how we record. And Samaya was great because the entire time when she was demonstrating what she was speaking to, she was showing us. And so she was squatting in her, on her couch.
Yeah.
She was,
I was like, you're bendy.
Using a lot of, yeah, thrusting and yeah, she was amazing. And it was quite, it was awesome to watch.
Yeah.
It was quite fun for me.
It was impressive.
But so, I like you.
Yeah. I like your style and you'll learn a lot about positions, different body types and styles and how to make dick riding awesome for you, whether you are the one, it's actually more so geared towards the person that wants to learn how to dick ride, how to do a badass dick ride, be a dick demon, but also for your own comfort as well as to get your own pleasure out of it too.
And I think we say it's dick riding 101, but I think this could be a dick riding 201.
Ooh, 5.0.
Five, yes.
Ooh.
Five series. There's a lot of information. Even if you are a pro dick rider, you can still maybe have some more tools.
It's like a
here.
Pro big wave surfer, but a pro dick rider.
Yeah,
I'm sponsored.
I'm a pro ho. I follow all.
Are you sponsored?
Yeah,
I'm a sponsored dick rider.
Yeah,
I
you
mean
are.
We're sponsored. We have sponsors on this podcast. Maybe I guess technically we're sponsored dick riders. Maybe.
Well,
what if we start a gang? We call ourselves the Dick Riders.
I think it's already taken.
Shit. Okay.
It's trademarked.
All right, everyone. We're going to, before we dive into this podcast, we have a sex question. And before I dive into that, I would like to announce that guess what? I am teaching my very first in-person workshop since pre-shelter in place. So this is happening in June of 2021. And the last in-person workshop I taught was in March of 2020. And it was a retreat, a Tantra in Motion.
Not in person, though.
That was in person.
Oh, March 2020 was the last in-person one?
I'm sorry. Yeah, 2020.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's the beginning. Yes.
It was right before all
yeah.
the... Okay, got it. We sorry to interrupt.
Last,
I didn't realize.
No, we were the last kind of retreat thing. Like when we got out of the retreat, shelter in place was happening. People
wow.
were buying toilet paper like crazy. And I was like, what is going on out here? I was just in Tantra world for a whole weekend. So now I am teaching here in Santa Cruz in the Santa Cruz Mountains, kind of like Santa Cruz, Los Gatos Mountains of California. I'm teaching a 3-hour workshop. This is on June 20th, but it's part of a summer solstice retreat. It's a dance camp retreat. So for folks that are into ecstatic dance, contact improv. And I'm teaching with Daniel Molnar, who I normally teach this Tantra in Motion class with. And it's June 18th to the 27th. You pitch a tent. It's all outside. So social distancing is very safe. There's fresh air everywhere. You bring your own food. If you want to come and learn from me and all kinds of other people, there'll also be breath work and all kinds of other fun things. Go check it out. Go to Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, Molnar, M-O-L-L-N-E-R.com. Again, it's June 20th, 2021. One that I'm teaching, but
is the retreat the 18th through the 27th? Is that
so? Yeah, it's 9 days.
Holy guacamole!
People are hungry for connection, and they're like, "I want." So he said he's done these things for like 3 to 4 days, and they're like, "We need it to be really long."
You've said that Daniel Molnar reminds you of me, his like energy or something. You've said that before. You were like, "He's just," or maybe you say that he teaches something. I don't know. There was some kind of comparison. I've never met him. I want to meet him.
You should meet him. He does not remind me of you at all.
I
so you're thinking
of
someone
you
else.
I swear. You're like maybe the way you teach with him.
Oh yes,
yes.
So
okay.
The way we collaborate, yeah. It's like it doesn't take any work or effort, right?
It's
we
been just, a long time since you said that, so
oh,
I
yeah.
I miss
It's effortless. Like I just did a call with him today to prep for this workshop, and it just flows the way that you and I prep for things, and where it's like we're not micromanaging each other. It's just we're just like, this is going to be beautiful. Let's do this. Let's create magic, and then we do. Okay, you ready for a sex question, Chip?
Yes, please. Yes.
Okay, so this was actually sent recently, and I feel like I don't know, something about it inspired me to dive in. Also, they call their mom their mum, so I was like, we need to answer this.
They're probably from either Great Britain or Australia.
Yes, and they said mum. So mom. This 19-year-old single female asks, what is being aroused supposed to feel like? I've watched movies with sex scenes, read erotica, and watched a few minutes of porn, but I don't really feel anything. I've also tried touching myself and get a strange tingling feeling that isn't all that pleasant. Also, how do people figure out how to have sex without being taught? Or are they taught? My parents / mom never talked to me about sex. I like the innocence in this. And when I say innocence, I mean like they're young, they're new.
They're 19 years old.
Yeah, they're like almost like a clean, blank canvas of all these questions of how do I do this?
Yeah. So no tingling feeling is happening.
No, there is a tingling feeling.
Oh, there is a tingling feeling.
There is a tingling feeling that isn't all that pleasant. And what I would like to address first is the second piece about, starting with that, how do people learn about sex without being taught? They don't usually, or it's trial and error. Usually they just dive on in and have a lot more error than they do pleasurable experiences. Some people are really lucky with some pleasurable experiences without having any knowledge. But for the most part, we have to fumble along the way to learn what feels good and what does not. And a lot of people are also learning from the way this person has kind of learned. Sex scenes and movies, erotica, a couple minutes of porn or a lot of porn. But none of those are really great ways to learn about sexual pleasure unless they are designed for education, because they're more geared towards entertainment. And entertainment isn't really that realistic about what most bodies like. So again, even if people learn from all these things, then they go and do the things. Then oftentimes it isn't necessarily providing maybe the most pleasure or the most connection, or they're like, why was that awkward? Or yeah, why didn't that feel good? So ideally, it'd be really nice if the parents talk to us about sex. If not the parents, the school system talk to us about sex. And in at least here in California, we have comprehensive sex education, but they still don't talk about pleasure. It's just what not to do so you don't get some STDs and STIs. So they're never like, here's how to have an orgasm. Here's how to touch yourself slowly and softly and so that you can have the most pleasure. And we do learn about boundaries and consent, but not really how to fully advocate for ourselves in our most empowered way. So what I say to this person is the best way to learn is to take matters into your own hands, one, with your own discovery, with your own body, about what kind of pleasure you like. And OMGS is a good way to learn about what your body likes. If we talk about it in our podcast all the time, go to omgs.com/shameless to get $5 off. It's an online program. There's two different seasons. Start with season one, since you're new to this touching yourself
external
business.
External play.
Yeah, external pleasure.
Well, right, because there's so many different modules you can attempt to mimic what the module is doing and maybe find one that you're
works
into.
You.
Or you might be into it now and 2 weeks later you might be into something else. So that's a great, that's a good example.
Well, we're visual learners too, right? So the other ways people can learn, so we can, you know, we can get a sex ed book, but it's hard to read something and then to put it into your actual experiential practice, right? It's a lot easier if we can see it and then practice, especially because you have, when you buy OMGS or if you maybe some sex ed video, right? There are like I'm on Pure Pleasure's website. We have plenty of sex ed classes that you can watch. And when you buy them, they're like what, 14 to 20 bucks. You can watch it over and over again and you can learn, but then you can see in those classes, I have a puppet, but then you can like stop, practice, come back if you have questions too. But really your ultimate, the gold is you practicing with yourself. I think having some sort of very sex positive, educational material that has a visual stimuli. And I'll stop talking after this real quick. The coming back to the initial question of what is aroused supposed to feel like, it's different for everyone. And I think that a lot of times it is a tingling, a pulsating, but for a lot of people they feel, and maybe April, I'll stop and you can add to this, maybe what aroused feels like for you, like a buildup almost in your pelvic floor, in your genitals, if you have a pussy, in your pussy, or in your cock, or whatever bits you have, and it feels like there's almost this pleasurable throbbing sensation of turn on.
that's the thing that caught me with this question was the very first line. What is being aroused supposed to feel like? Because it's such a subjective thing, right? Arousal is going to be different for everyone. So I was thinking about that. Like, how would I, when you were giving some advice, I was thinking about how I would describe an orgasm to someone.
Yeah.
And it doesn't vary that much, right? I mean, depending on sometimes people have these deeper cervical orgasms versus external. And the thing about it, though, it can really feel, yes, like your whole body is activated at some times. It is. But what does happen is especially when I was younger, in my teens, I would get this tingly sensation. And I remember I just thought about this. I don't know if I should share it, but I will.
Do it.
This is shameless sex. I remember being in church when I was probably four, sitting on my dad's lap. And I remember pulsing, like I was sitting on my dad's lap, like I was almost like riding a horse. And I remember pulsing my pelvic floor.
Oh, so were you moving or you were just kind of tightening and releasing?
No, I was just tightening and releasing.
Oh my God, you're doing Kegels at 4 years old.
I totally wasn't. I remember being like, whoa. And then I remember slightly getting aroused and then thinking that that was super wrong. Because I was in my head, there was I was in church.
Yeah.
And I was on my dad's lap. There was nothing sexual about it. But yet my brain went to a sexual place, which is so bizarre to reflect on because it happened multiple times when we would go to church back then, when I was a churchgoer at four. And I would then obviously think that it was wrong, but I remember that the pelvic floor access is something that happens now when I see something that I get aroused by. That pelvic floor kind of clenching is what does almost activate more arousal within my body.
And sometimes you can do it on your own to activate it, but sometimes your pelvic floor is kind of doing it on its own when you're turned on, right?
Yeah, sometimes nothing in particular triggers it. I'm just all of a sudden like, whoa, I'm horny right now for some reason, if it's hormonal.
I gotta hump something.
So the advice, I guess my advice in this would be to also keep exploring, right? There might be maybe some kinds of porn or some kinds of sexy scenes in movies, like you were saying, or I love that you're tapping into some erotica. Maybe you just haven't accessed a certain genre or a certain scene or a certain type of porn that you're activated by yet. And so exploring that more deeply could be really great. And we're going to talk about Dipsy, things like that, where people are reading you the audio of something sexy as well. Cause sometimes reading, you can get stuck or miss a word, or I don't know. There's a lot of scenarios depending on the human. So I think trying a sex toy might be a good idea for you as well. If you want to, that's when you gave me my first sex toy, Amy.
Yeah.
Well, that really, I was like, what the fuck have I been missing my whole life? I was using my hands.
Well, the cool thing about sex toys, so you can, I would start with your hands too. But if the hands are just giving you some tingling and there's not really much there, then you want to move to something that can really get you there. Like, sex toys are easy access to pleasure and they're wonderful. And what April and I usually recommend is starting with a sex toy that has multiple speeds and starting with something that you can use, ideally externally, because that's how most vulva owners are having their orgasms, but if you can play with internal pleasure as well, that would be helpful. But start on the lighter speed and then play around with touching different areas of the external anatomy on the labia, especially around the clitoris or next to the clitoris.
And also, you first gave me the Leia spot, and that one helps because I could kind of hump it.
Yeah.
Because it was, the Leia spot is almost, if you think about it, it's this very hard, curved vibrator, and they still make it. Fun Factory still makes it, and I could hump it, and that was helpful. If you want to use a hands-free thing.
Yeah.
I think maybe if this human is wanting to check out something, it's very soft, though, the vibration, but that's a good starting point.
It's multiple speeds. Yeah, it's L-A-Y-A, and then the word spot. We have it at purepleasureshop.com. You get 15% off with coupon code SHAMELESSSEX, and then you can find your own pleasure. But sex toys are a great way to start. And the last thing I'll add to this is I'm just curious what if the word aroused is what you mean by aroused. Is aroused mean turned on? Does it mean horny? Does aroused mean, or are they wondering, are they asking what does orgasm feel like?
I'm going to postulate all of the above.
All of the above. Yeah.
So can I'll take column D, all of the above.
Because aroused, I would think aroused is just energy that feels somewhat erotic, or maybe if you're like, what does erotic mean? Okay, it feels sexual. What sexual means has something to do probably more so with your genitals and some turn on or excitement, a lot of energy there. But if they're asking what is orgasm supposed to feel like, that's a whole different conversation that we didn't answer here. So if that's your question, you can send us another question and we'll help you. And good luck to you and thank you. And I love that you are 19 and asking questions because hey, at least you're doing it now and you're not waiting until you're 50 and you're like, what? I still don't know how to have an orgasm, or I haven't explored my body yet. So go check it out. And with that, let's talk about Dipsy before we read the bio, because here's another fun option. You, like April said, Dipsy is great for this same person with this question. We can read all the erotic we want. We can watch all the porn we want. And guess what? We can listen to hot, sexy short stories all about sex and turn on. So Dipsy is an online app. It's D-I-P-S-E-A. And you can listen to these erotic short stories anytime, anywhere, and get turned on anytime you want. I love it. My clients love it. Our listeners love it. You can literally walk down the street and just get kind of turned on for yourself. So maybe it's just for you to get into your own body. Maybe it's because you want to get turned on to go play with a partner. I absolutely love it. April, you love some of their sleep stories
I love pieces. That they don't only do erotica, because sometimes you might want more from the apps that are on your phone. So you can also listen to some soundscapes to help you sleep, to drift off. And you can have a sleepy time story to also help you just drift off, which I am a huge lover of. And for our listeners of Shameless Sex, Dipsy is offering a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/shameless. That's a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/shameless. dipsystories.com/shameless. All right, it's time for the bio. Samaya created Sexual Essentials to take an unconventional approach to sexual education by offering hands-on sex workshops such as the infamous Mouth Masterclass, Dick Riding 101, and the Sex Conditioning Workout. These workshops are centered around building confidence in a bold yet respectable way where anyone can feel comfortable because they are a tribe, and it's 100% judgment-free zone. To learn more, visit thesexualessentials.com. All right, it's interview time.
All right, everyone, it is episode time. This episode is extra fun because it's Dick Riding 101. Who does? I just wanted to say that. Who doesn't want to learn about Dick Riding 101? Well, I guess if you don't like the dick, but I'm sure a lot of this could apply to strap-ons too. Maybe not just homegrown cocks. So we're going to dive in and learn some more. I don't know. We have the wonderful Samaya here from Sex Essentials. You already heard a little bit about Samaya in the bio. Samaya, I'm just going to dive right in. We have the same question for all of our guests. Tell us a little bit about your story of how you got to where you are today in the field of sexuality.
So, hi. I got into this. I had just had my son, and it hit me that women were having babies and were not catching nuts. They were not having orgasms with them. And when I realized that, I was like, oh my gosh, so you're telling me she was pregnant for 10 months. She got stretch marks. She probably got big. Her kids sucked all the life out of her titties and she didn't even catch a nut. I was like, oh hell no. I have got to tell people how to fix this. I was like, let me do my part to save the rainforest. And so I started teaching sex classes, long story short. And specifically, I started teaching Dick Riding 101. I have a very close friend to me who told me that, you know, she doesn't get on top. Someone asked her to stop sucking dick in the middle. And I was like, you know what? I need to show people how to do it. So we actually hump each other in our classes. Like it's hands-on. We can't lecture anymore. So I was just like, you know what? We got to do something different. And so I went out there and I was like, hey, let me hold people's hands and teach them how to suck and ride dick. And here we are.
I think the hands-on approach is probably the most effective to a lot of these things. I am a visual person. So a lot of people are afraid to. So thank you for, doing
for
that.
Sure.
Yeah. And
the lectures get tiring. Like lecturing, if it was working so well, why are so many people still clueless? If just seeing worked, why doesn't porn, you know, work for so many people? It's really, yes, you're watching me. You see what I'm doing. You can understand it, but let me see you do it. You know, so no, you can't leave my class until I see you correctly ride dick or correctly suck dick. You know, like I'm going to watch you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to say, hey, that was a nice try, but that looks very painful. Because clearly, so many of us are unhappy sexually. So someone's not doing it right. So now it's time to show them what you got, you know, so.
And that's kind of where this, so that my next question, and you touched on it a little bit, but because there is a need, obviously, especially for
humans that just had kids. As you said, I like when you're like, they suck the life out of their titties. I'm like, yeah, I can only imagine. So why do you teach Dick Riding 101 aside from the pure necessity, and what excites you about it? And I guess it's so empowering, but like, can you just touch on the feeling of empowerment that you also have and talk about with that?
For sure. So I got all the way up to like 230 pounds after I had my son. So mind you, the whole business was started after this. So it's not like I was like a bouncy, you know, nice, like, oh, I just love sex. Like, no, I was going through some real life responsibilities and shit, right? And still trying to balance having a good sex life. And so when I thought about teaching it to others, I was like, so many women stop doing these things because we get to a certain size or because we feel like our body doesn't look a certain way. So we don't want to be on top and have all eyes on us, right? And then sometimes we're fucking somebody simply because they can give us dick. But I realized like, if you can learn how to also like fuck back, it's like, yeah, now you got to bring some good to the table because I don't like need to fuck on you because I need dick. I can pick now because I have power too. Like I'm fucking you back. Like you coming over here thinking like, oh, I just fucked her. No, you just left gripping the sheets. Like, oh my gosh, she just fucked me. Yes, I did. You know? So I got my power back. You know what I mean? Cause like a lot of guys get real cocky thinking like, oh yeah, she gonna call me up because she need this, you know? But nah, man, you calling me because I'm over here doing the thing, you know? So I think that women, especially bigger women, you know, think that like sex has size limitations and it really doesn't. And then like, just aside from the confidence part, when your partner is having like a hard day and he doesn't have the energy but would love to be sexual with you, isn't it nice to be able to take control and say, hey, I can, you know, cater to you and not be lost versus him feeling like, okay, let me whip out some more dick. She wants more, like she just over there starfishing, you know, you can also give pleasure back. You know, it's empowering in all sorts of ways. And you can show love to your partner and show love to yourself through writing, you know?
I actually instantly thought of, I won't say names, but April and I have this mutual friend who... it's not either of us. It's our friend that I envy. I envy her dick writing skills because she's like, you, I was like, have you ever had a bad dick before? Like a dick that, you know, bad sex. And she's like, I've never had bad sex because I can take control and own any dick. Doesn't matter what, it doesn't matter their skill. Doesn't matter their size. I know how to move. And absolutely. Like, and it's her getting on top and doing a lot of the grinding because she knows how to, so is that what you're speaking to?
Yes. And lead him as well. So like, if he's doing the wrong thing, like, okay, I'll guide the motion and all you have to do is follow to jump in the same swing with me, you know? But even just taking control, like when he's just tired after, you know how like, you may be tired after a long day and your guy may want to have sex. And so you kind of roll over and y'all do it from the side, right? He kind of does everything. He probably eats you out. And then like, it feels good, but you kind of are just too exhausted to kind of return the favor. So, you know, sometimes you just switch roles of like, who's in control, you know? And so think about it, like sometimes guys do all the work, like literally sometimes. And I don't think people realize how strenuous it is. So I'm just saying like, when you have like multiple sex partners, that's one thing. But like when you get with a partner for a long time, you want to be able to kind of take the stress off of them too. But also,
and riding
yes,
dick doesn't have to be just on top, right, Samaya? Because that's what I keep going to, just on top. It can be in lots of different positions.
Yeah,
I
mean, like you can be sitting right down, like on a chair, you can be straddling them somewhere, you know. But even when you're on top, the same motions and the thoroughness of your hips and stuff like that, you can use that on the bottom, you know. So there are certain ways that you can even like curve, like certain like exercises and things that you can do to actually activate your own clitoris so that way you're more aroused. Like I call it hip and yoni activation movements. Like, I don't know, I guess it's superpowers for your pussy. I have no idea. But there are like certain moves that you can do. And it's like pushing the energy to, you know, making the blood flow there and it's getting you aroused. So like, even when you're on the bottom, you're still kind of guiding how the dick is going in you, you know, the way you thrust to him and not just laying there.
The other term, the pillow princess is the other term,
yeah,
right?
That pillow, yeah, princess. Pillow princess.
And you could be a pillow prince too, right? You can
yes,
be a lot of
things.
That's
another reason to learn. So your guy can be a pillow prince too. Everybody deserves it. Like, how are you going to show out on steak and a BJ day and stuff if you can't do anything by yourself? Come on, Nate. Got to grow up a little bit. We all got to do our part.
Anyway, so with the benefits here, you touched on some of them. So maybe there's more too. But so how does it benefit a woman to learn? Sorry, my dog is going nuts. Jesus, to a vulva owner to learn how to ride. So it's not just benefiting their partner.
Well, first of all, most ladies say they can only catch their nut on top. If that's not a benefit, I really don't know what the hell is. That's the total benefit. Oh yeah, and then the confidence part, you know, that's great. But then we started talking about orgasms. I got distracted. That seemed like a great benefit. Like that one takes the cake. For me, the fact that whether the dick is good or bad, like you can catch a nut regardless, like that's a hell of an incentive to learn how to do it. That means that like you don't have to have bad sex anymore. But also, like I said, just empowering. It's a good workout. You know, but for sure, the best benefit for vulva owners is to definitely be able to catch your nut regardless, because you can adjust your body so that way it's rubbing your clit, or, you know, or you can even, you know, put a toy in the mix while you're riding and stuff like that. Like it's you driving the boat when you're riding, you know. So
can we just talk about you talking about how you say that the vulva owner is catching a nut? Is that, I love that.
I love that too. I feel like catching a nut,
like a squirrel.
You're thinking a squirrel?
No, I'm not. But I just like, I'm thinking about
that's not what I'm thinking.
No, I know. I'm thinking about ball sacks really, but yeah. I was going with squirrels just for the kids, just for the children that live.
I'm thinking like empowered attitudes. Like I'm going to get it. Like I deserve it. I know how to get it and I'm going to get it. And I care about you too, but if you just want to relax, I know how to get it. It's cool.
I can get us both there. And I think it is a ballsy ass attitude, but think about it. Men walk in the room and why are they so cocky? Because it's like if he was to say, you know, do what you want, would the sex really start and finish? Would it have a start and a finish? But like the purpose of teaching this is so women can be like, hey, you know what? I'm gonna get us both hard. I'm gonna play with my, can I say the P word on here?
Yeah, you can say whatever you want. Yeah.
Great. Okay. So pizza. No, I'm just playing. Okay. So I could play with my I could play with my pussy and I can get it wet. You know what I mean? Like I don't need you to give me head. I want you to give me head. And then guess what? I can suck you this way and that way. And I can have you like, oh my gosh, like dang, she brought pussy too. And then, you know, I get on top. And not only do you come, but I also come. Do you know how thorough of a job that is? You know what? I'm going to go get you a rag and you make my sandwich and let's just call it a day. Like I can do it too. So respect me. You know what I mean? Like sometimes like guys just act like they're King Dingaling because they do most of the work. Like, dude, chill out. Like I let you do that. I can do it too. And I could probably do it better. So you're going to come quicker when I'm on top. So, you know.
Yeah. It's
a ballsy attitude.
Sometimes too, what was something that's happened over the course of my adult sex with different penis owners, right? Is that sometimes it can hurt in different positions or feel different at different times in your cycle when your cervix drops and you can't ride dick like you typically do, or the cock, if it's like a new partner, doesn't fit in certain positions at certain times and it hurts more.
And when it's too small. Let's
also,
talk about it.
Yeah, right, totally. And I don't ever want to shame people's bodies, right? So
okay,
no
or
matter
when it's
what
smaller
size,
than you used
right?
to, or you feel like it doesn't fit.
Totally. So, and I want you to touch on this too, because with your expertise and in my experience, I had to like shift my positioning. And so in your dick riding expertise, if folks too small, too big for their bodies, right? We're not shaming them, of course,
right, as you said.
But what do you think about that? Is there a way to address that and sort of shift the experience to create like a more pleasurable dick riding experience?
For sure. So I have three. I'm going to say three so I stay on topic, because otherwise we could go all day with this one. Okay, three things. First, I'm going to say I don't think that size matters at all. I think that being able to get in an optimal position matters more, as well as making sure the vaginal canal is actually fully aroused. Okay. So those are my three things. I'm going to explain what those mean so that way people can say, oh, okay, I can kind of see how this would, you know, so they can actually make these changes at home. Try this. So like, you know how if you squat down to the ground, like you're looking for something, you squat down to the ground, you have like ass to grass, and you're kind of like in crouching tiger mode. I tell people to just do that, like just sitting down, you know, like almost like this. as low
like
as
the goddess pose in yoga, right?
Yeah.
Like you're birthing a child standing.
Yes. Like you're hatching an egg. Like you're hatching an egg. Like crouch down like you're hatching an egg. And see how close is your pussy to the ground? Because a lot of people realize they're really high up. And guess what? I don't care how, like, what a big dick is. It's still, what, 8 inches at most, 9 inches. You know what I'm saying? You're all the way up here. You're not even sitting on the whole dick. You're kind of just, you're being really shallow because you can't bend all the way down to it. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I keep remembering that no one can see me as I'm over trying to do the.
I see you. I see you, Samaya.
So this is the way that I tell people to, like, how would you describe this? Like you're squatting all the way down.
It is like a squatting position like you would do in yoga. Your legs are open. It's kind of sexy, honestly. You know? You're very flexible.
We're getting to view this right now. It's a bummer that no one else can see it because it's pretty hot. So, thank you.
That's awesome. Like, you're like this. And so if I'm laying on someone, the dick is now all the way inside of me. Mm-hmm. So sometimes people think like the dick is really shallow when really you don't have enough flexibility to get to the base of the dick to start riding from there. So think about it. When someone is like fucking you, you don't want them to short stroke you and just give you a couple inches. So when you're riding, make sure that you are sitting down on the whole dick, not saying like, oh, it's too small. It's not always true. Next, when it comes to make sure she's fully aroused, the size doesn't matter thing. When pussy is fully aroused, it gets really, really swollen. That's why when you're really, really aroused or really, really horny, when you stick a finger in, it feels really, really tight, even though it's just one finger. So a lot of times when you're not that aroused, the dick feels like it's really small as well. So you guys know how, like, you ever fuck somebody that you stop like fucking with and you go back like one last time, but you're kind of turned off, but like, you're like, you know what? I'm gonna just do it one last time. You know that it's going to be last time, or you go back. You never like fuck somebody from the past. I feel like
yes, I have. Yes, yes.
No, she's like, okay, let me agree with her. She's totally by herself right now. Okay. I'm just saying, like, when you're over somebody and you go back and sleep with them, you ever be like, dang, I thought the dick was better than this. It's not as good as it used to be. See, I knew I wasn't by myself. It's because you're not as aroused by them anymore because they did kind of turn you off. So your blood is not pumping for them the same way. So your pussy is not as swollen as it normally is. So now it feels kind of like, oh, it got bad. I'm not missing anything. No, the dick's still the same. Your pussy just don't like him no more. Your mm-hmm. pussy has a grudge. And so your pussy is not as swollen as it needs to be. So even if the dick is only 3 inches, it's okay. But if you use the top foreplay, you'll give it more time to swell up like a water balloon. It just mm-hmm. takes a long time. It takes 18 minutes just to get fully aroused. If you're small, then let's make it at least 30 to 35. So get your foreplay time up.
Okay, time for a quick break. This podcast was made possible by Uberlube. It's a luxurious silicone lubricant that enhances sex and intimacy. We receive emails from listeners who have tried Uberlube, and the feedback is unanimous. We never knew lube could be this good. It's also less likely to throw off the pH than most other lubes, and there are thousands of doctors recommending Uberlube to their patients, whether they want to make their hot sex even hotter or for folks experiencing dryness.
Uberlube is without a doubt my favorite lube. It has no flavor, no scent, and feels absolutely amazing on my body. And it isn't just for sex. I use it to tame my hair frizzies, to prevent chafing, and I even put some in my mouth before an oral sex session. Totally ups my blowjob game. Oh, and the bottle, it's beautiful. It looks like a cosmetic product. So I just leave it out on my nightstand, totally shamelessly. To learn why we think it's the best lube on the planet, check out uberlube.com and use code shamelesssex for 10% off plus free shipping. Again, that's uberlube.com and use code shamelesssex for 10% off and free shipping.
This podcast was also made possible by omgs.com. OMGS is a research-based online program that teaches you all about how to pleasure the pussy. OMGS studied thousands of vulva owners to find out how they orgasm and then made beautiful animated modules and super honest short videos to give you ways to reach even more pleasure. I've been recommending OMGS to my clients for years, and it's been changing their lives.
We all know pleasure is fluid and ever-changing, so why not add more tools to your pleasure tool belt? OMGS is for everyone, so whether you are a vulva owner or you just love vulvas, OMGS will give you the techniques to get your O-face on. There are 2 seasons to choose from and hundreds of gorgeous videos to explore, so go see what science says about pleasure and visit omgs.com/shameless. That's omgs.com/shameless to get $5 off your OMGS access. Again, omgs.com/shameless. Go check it out. Now back to the show.
Missionary is a really great position because you can do it like 10 different ways. Mm-hmm. I'll send you guys some pictures. And so like, if you want to post them or whatever for, since I'm mentioning it, mm-hmm. but I have some examples. There's this book by Elle Chase and it's called Curvy Girl Sex. Mm-hmm. And it has a whole bunch of different positions and they're not big girl positions by far. Skinny people can do them too, but they're really good for like optimal getting, you know, like, cause I mean, when I was a big girl, like 230 pounds. I needed to be able to move things so we could get body to genital, real good genital contact. Mm-hmm. And something I loved in that book is that she showed 10 different ways to do missionary. And so, you know, missionary is the one where they're going right there at the curve, getting that G spot that April was talking about, like just getting a really good position. So stuff like that. Damn, what? That was a long ass answer.
No, I love that. I wrote some of these down. They're really important points though. They're in the simplified of that, you know, size doesn't matter. What really matters is the optimal positioning and the super aroused pussy. And a lot of people like, you know, and I like the point that you made about, you know, you're saying, well, maybe your pussy isn't really that into them anymore. And a lot of people just disregard that and override it. And there's just two sides of that. One, maybe we're not fully aroused feeling. And there's ways that we can get more aroused or a partner can help to get us more aroused. But the other side is our body's brilliant. And it's like, hello, yeah, I'm not there. You either need to not have sex with this person or you need to do something to get me there, but don't override me. Otherwise, it's not going to feel that great.
Absolutely. We got to start listening to our bodies. And also, I mean, you can still love somebody and just you do the same thing every day. And sometimes you just want something different to really turn you on, you know? And also, even when we're having sex, sometimes we're not really present. And so it's just not as, you know, when you first start dating somebody, you're clearing your entire schedule, making sure that nothing is, you know, because it's rude, right? If you're interrupted. But then like, as you get deeper into relationships, the phone is ringing, kids are calling, like you're not really being present. And so your body isn't really given the time that it needs to get totally warmed up, you know, to be totally present and forget about everything else that's there. So it's just the intimacy is kind of going away. It's kind of hard to really, not because your partners don't care. It's just a lot of life going on. It's a pandemic going on. Like, it's really hard to kind of lock in and, you know, to have enough time to really like get going, you know, get the wheels turning.
And Samaya, when you brought up the dick that your pussy no longer is, it's over or holding a grudge. Sometimes that can happen though, even when you're still with the person, it's just your pussy holds a grudge based on maybe you don't even know it and you are in a partnership that's long term because your body just changes all the time. That's what came up for me because I've been
different things.
Yeah, and when you're in long term relationships, whether it's 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, when children are involved, stress, COVID, all of the things that your body is changing. And so it's important to recognize that there's other things that you can do, other positions that you can do for dick riding or for yourself to stimulate the pleasure sensations below. Because I was reminded of previous relationships where I was like, I'm over this cock right now. And then I would revisit it maybe a few weeks later. I don't remember the time frame. And I'm like, oh no, that's still nice. But sometimes it does happen. I mean, am I alone here? Anyone else? Anyone? No,
absolutely. No, I totally agree with you. And I think that you can't really put stipulations like on the certain type of sex you're having. You kind of just got to look for someone that's going to just accept you, because you will always be different people depending on when they're looking at you. You know, when I'm ovulating, I'm a beast of a woman. Okay. So when I'm not, I'm different. And then I'm pretty sure like 2 years ago, the things that I was trying are totally different from what I want to try now. And so I don't want anybody to box me in. So that way I can say, you know, hey, I really don't want to do that tonight. You know, actually I got a whip and I want you to beat my, like, you know, I just try different stuff.
What are your thoughts on people watching porn to learn to ride?
I learned how to ride dick from watching porn, and then someone came up behind it and then taught me, like we walked through it together. Like I literally was like, hey, can you show me how to do this? Cause I saw it on porn and she was doing it like this and they corrected it. You know what I mean? So it was just like my go-to fuck buddy at the time. So we were like kind of cool, you know, I was like, hey, can you teach me, you know? And I was like, well, teach me how to be like a dick demon, you know? Give me the superpowers. It's angles. It's a lot of dry sex, you guys. Please don't believe everything you watch on porn. And ask your, and honestly, one of the sexiest things you can do is just ask your partner, because without proper education mixed with the porn, if you believe that everything that you see on there, you can be misled and think something's true or something feels good that really does not. Mm-hmm. The best answer is to ask your partner. And I promise you, if you suck at writing, they are going to be so happy that you asked and they didn't have to voluntarily tell you, hey, stop doing this shit. You over there chair scooting to the table instead of riding dick. And, you know, it's just getting, it really hurts. I'm chafing. Okay. Just stop.
Yeah, and that, so, and we're going to talk about challenges, because my next question is about challenges. And I think that's a good one that you just mentioned that happens sometimes, the chafing when it's the longevity, lube, all of that. So what are the biggest challenges with riding? How can we humans that want to be dick riding awesome,
dick demons?
Dick demons. That's fucking good. How can we assess those challenges? Can you share some tips? Because I know you have a ton, and sure. I want to hear.
She's like, I want to know all this stuff. Okay, yes. So let's get to the chair scooting, right? That's definitely a big one. And I say not just because it's not all the way correct, but it's difficult because it actually can feel really good to the vulva owner. Like it's a good, friction against the clitoris, right? And that clitoral hood, and it gets really sensitive. So it's an easy way for her to navigate her own orgasm, right? And then also you have some men that enjoy it as well. So that's good. I'm just saying we can do that better and more thorough. The chair scooting way, it's really the laziest way you can do it.
Can you explain that? Because people can't see you. The chair scooting, right. what Samaya is chair doing. Scooting, can you talk about that?
Like like you're humping. Like when you're like, you know, 10 playing house and you're not supposed to, and you're like humping and you're just humping everything.
You're kind of, so it's as if you're sitting on something, but you're kind of like doing the scoop movement where you're kind of almost like
a chair being
the
backwards.
The chair scooting. Like you're scooting it to the table.
Yeah. It reminds me of Magic Mike.
Chair to the table.
Channing Tatum and Magic Mike. If you're honey, let's do it.
Oh, goodness.
Ride it, my pony. I'm sorry, I had to.
I like the example of scooting to the table. That's way more. That makes way more sense.
She's like, and I don't have to hear you sing.
No, I love when she sings.
Damn it. That's genuine. Come on.
If genuine, if you hear this, we can all practice, you know, the scooting. He can supply the music. So the chair scooting thing is like, think about yourself sitting in a chair and trying to scoot up. Like you're too far away. You're scooting close to the table. There is a more effective way to do that. And it's like, you know how like you're sitting on top of the dick and you're going up and down, right? Raising yourself up and down. You could do the same thing, but going in and out. So that way your chair's scooting, but you're also getting more depth inside your vagina at the same time. So instead of riding from up and down, you're actually going to be riding and gliding you're bringing your pussy to the dick and taking it back, like from the side versus, because think about it, when you're chair scooting, depending on the angle, because you know the dick kind of flexes, like you don't have to be sitting right on it, you know, it moves. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not always sitting right on top of the dick, like you can curve your, but because you're okay, the vaginal canal is curved on the inside, so when it gets inside of you, even though you're bouncing up and down, it doesn't mean that the dick is just sitting straight up in you, straight up inside of you like it's at attention. Mm-hmm. It's usually kind of curved inside of your body. Right. Which is why curved dicks feel so good to us, because it's like made for your insides. It's almost like it's molded for your insides. So when you're sitting on the dick and you're trying to basically ride the curve. Mm-hmm. And so instead of riding like straight up and down, mm-hmm. you're kind of like bringing your pussy to the dick and bringing it off like.
Yeah,
you know?
So, and I'll describe it because what we can kind of see what you're doing. So chair scooting, you weren't using your arms at all. You're kind of in a squatting position, but you're doing a chair scoot, like you're trying to scoot the chair
closer to the table. Then you were doing like the up and down, but so that's when you're using your whole body up and down, which I know can be really exhausting for people, up and down. Your arms were down too, so your arms were holding yourself up near, and you're doing kind of like the up and down bunny rabbit thing. But instead you're combining the two where your arms are still supporting you from the back, and now you're doing a scoot, so your hips are still in action. Yes. I see what you're doing. Oh, so that
like
makes sense.
So like that Meg Thee Stallion. So you guys go look at Meg Thee Stallion, do the like the dance that she does where she's, you know, she's always scooting her hips under. That's what you're doing. Like, so now usually when people are on top doing this chair scoot thing, they're riding the dick and kind of, they're kind of doing like this and getting that good friction on their clitoris. But when you do it this way, not only are you rubbing against the clitoris, like against the clitoris when you go this way, but you're actually getting the dick to go in and out of you while you're doing that as well. Mm-hmm. Versus when you chair scoot, you just kind of, it's like, you know, scissoring, like when women scissor.
Mm-hmm. So
that's what, like,
and
chair
this,
scooting is.
And you're speaking
just
on
your clit.
Forward or so facing face, you're on top facing your partner. And then you can also do this also reverse style, right? Where you're facing away.
Kind of throw it back. Yeah. Like
is
reverse
that,
cowgirl.
Is that
you're
so
kind of like
whatever feels better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and see, when you do it reverse, I say the better thing to do is to throw it back when you're in reverse versus trying to go up and down from reverse, because when you're up and down, you got to understand that your asshole is now closer to him and your vagina is farther away from him. So it is, like I said, like the dick moves like a hand on a clock, like depending on where your pussy is, it can adjust. You know what I'm saying? It's not always just like this, like sticking straight out of his body. It has a little bit of, you know, you can turn it just a little bit. So when you turn around and your ass is towards him and you're doing reverse cowgirl, you got to realize now your pussy is in the front. So his dick is bending more like this. So throwing it back would be easier so you can bring the pussy to him. Mm-hmm. That way it doesn't have to move a lot and you lower the chances of him getting hurt. The dick is already leaning forward because it's in your pussy and you're backwards now. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When you were riding in the front, the pussy was closer to him and your asshole was in the back, you know? Mm-hmm. So the pussy was close. So you can ride up and down or you can kind of curve a little bit, but the pussy is closer to him. When you turn around, it's stretching because you reversed everything.
And the position that you have right now, so your legs were in more of a squat. So do you think that is better than having your shins down, like be on your knees and shins? And then is that something that you are not really into? Or
I like both. Okay. So that's the ones with your shins down is usually where a lot of people feel a lot of pain, right? Uh-huh. So the pain is there because of the weak knees and everything, right? Now, the pain that you feel when you're doing the squatting one that you were saying at first, like you just squat down, that pain is just from weak muscles. You can go to the gym and fix that, right? The one with the shins down is the one that hurts if you have, you know, depending on your size, the weakness of your knees, if you've had surgery or injury, that's the one that really fucks us up there. So kind of like how Amy was saying earlier, you balance your weight on your hands. That's what I tell people, actually lean more forward and put that weight on the palms of your hands. So that way, all that weight is not in your legs, you know? But people don't even realize the way that they're trying to distribute their weight. They're always trying to ride up straight up and down. And I'm like, that's why you're hurting. You have not moved your body, you know, like we're talking about like even in chiropractics, you know, they're like, oh, do it like this. Like your weight distribution affects pain in a lot of parts of your body. So it's definitely the same with, you know, dick riding. Full-time job.
That's what I was because we get to see the video of Samaya demonstrating these like really incredible positions, which I think that you do a great job. But since they can't see you, that's what I was thinking. I was like, oh shit! Like sometimes
I'm
even
gonna
for
send
me,
you guys a video.
Yeah, send us a video so people can check it out. But I was thinking about how even I work out, and even sometimes when I'm doing some dick riding stuff forward or backward, my legs, my muscles just start to burn out, and I'm like, wow, there has to be
and you're
some
strong
kind of exercise.
Too.
Yeah. I'm strong, but sometimes I'm like, oh man, like then it just you're not focusing on the pleasure, you're focusing on the burning out, the burning muscles.
Yeah.
So my next question is about what if you can't do some of these positions? And we're not going to call them crazy, but some of the ones that we've talked about, which are more well known. Does this matter? Are there other things they can do to mitigate that?
And can I add, is flexibility a part of this? Like, what if you're not a very flexible person? Because you're pretty flexible, I can see from your legs open. So what if someone isn't that flexible too? Yes.
Okay, so the truth of it all is you're only as good at something as you're willing to work at it. So you either are naturally flexible or you're not. And there are plenty of people that are naturally flexible that have lost it because they used to be active and they stopped. And guess what? Your muscles tensed up. That's it. I am not going to sugar shit coat anything and say, oh, you can do this instead. No, honey, if you want to be better at something, we have to try just a little bit. I know I don't want to go to 8 a.m. yoga either, but you can ride dick more often to keep warming up those muscles. You know, that's a fun workout to do. Also doing body weight workouts that actually target the muscles that you're using during sex. Those muscles are usually not the ones that are making that ass, you know, look fat at the gym. Sometimes it's the boring workouts where you have to sit there and do leg raises. You know, no one wants to do leg raises. They're old school and they hurt, but guess what? They tone up the inner part of your thighs, you know, that part that's burning. And so the truth is, it's like, how often do you actually work at being better at riding dick? Or do you only ride dick when you're like, okay, I'll do it. Well, there we go. Like, and so I ask people that and they're like, oh, well, I'm not getting better. You saw this dick riding class. You heard it. You heard it in your head and it made sense. And then you thought that as soon as you did it, you're going to be better. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we have all our lives answered solved right there. If we can just hear it properly, it'll just happen.
It'll change everything.
No, you guys. Like, I know that everybody like tries to like, I am a super positive person about sex, but I think the last thing that we have to be is accountable. And it's like, oh, I can't do that. You can't do it. You don't know how long that person has been practicing this. When I first started, you know, doing it, I could not sit my coochie down to the floor. Okay. That's when I realized I was like, I'm only riding like 3 inches because I couldn't get down there, you know? But doing it more often now, before I knew about like the workouts to do or stretching, I just tried to ride dick more often. Mm-hmm. And of course, that's the exact workout that you need to do better at that thing. And so, yes, it got better, but I also ended up being with a lazy partner. So I had no choice. Right. So everybody's not always that lucky.
I wonder if a good way to practice is also if you don't have an actual homegrown dick to practice, is one of those dildos that has a suction cup. And you can suction it down to the ground and practice riding that if you feel like you're out of practice. I don't know.
I love those. I also say use a pillow like on your bed and just sitting in that squat position like when you're watching TV. She's like, this is a great time. And you squat like that and it really does help over time. Yes. And even if you're waiting for the moves to catch up to where you want to be, work on the confidence level, work on looking like you're into it. Like some look like you're supposed to be riding dick, like you're supposed to be teaching a class, because that energy though, that you feel sexy as hell is sexy as hell to watch. You know what I mean? Like if you have a vulva and you're fucking someone with a penis, or whatever you're doing, or if you're fucking a fake one, whatever, whoever is letting you fuck them likes you. Mm-hmm. They think you're sexy already. So why not be sexy? Because they're like, oh shit, she's getting into it. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Now they get to watch a show. Yeah.
Like, no one ever said, oh, she was way too into it. She was like, she liked my dick way too much.
She liked it way too much. She was so greedy. Like, yes. Oh my goodness.
So it was
like,
terrible. Girl. She was too into it.
Oh my goodness. Right. But they want to know, like, they're making you feel good. And if you're making yourself feel good, why not? Like, do you want to be there? Like, why the hell do you look like you're working an 8-hour shift? Like, you chose to have sex, right? Like, you want to do this, right? And if you don't, that's a whole nother topic. But, you know. Hey, it's a lot of people having like, feel like they got, oh, all right, let's do it.
Maintenance. Yeah, maintenance sex.
Yeah, maintenance sex. And they can see that when you're on top and you're looking like you don't want to be up there. Like, imagine how dry you would get if somebody was eating your pussy and they look like, oh, here, I got to go eating this tuna tartare again. Like, the fuck? Like, I would just be like, oh my gosh, you can stop now. And you're up there like riding his dick. Like, here he go. He want me to ride this dick again. Yeehaw, you good now?
Yeehaw. Like, yeah. I think I like the fact that this is all ebb and flow and ever changing, right? It's not like this happens sometimes and this is how it is. And I love the fact that you've offered some, not only some food for thought. So it's like, if you want this and you're unable to do that, you have to work for it and it's achievable. I think that's really important to remember, because I know that I didn't, when I wasn't comfortable, but I had gained some weight in my 20s from not giving a fuck. I don't have a good excuse, right? I traveled and I ate shitty food and I drank a lot, and I gained like 40 or 45 pounds. And I never liked to be on top because I wasn't comfortable with myself. Right. But I just, and it wasn't about me shaming people of any size, but I remember being like, I'm not comfortable. Yeah. So then when I have confidence, and you've talked about confidence, and I love that, because really, no matter what size or shape or, you know, what your body is doing, sometimes it's the confidence and the understanding that you are a fucking rock star. You're a sex,
absolutely,
dick demon, or all of those things, right? So you can achieve that. And the more
the
you work at that,
the dick demon,
it should actually be. Yes. So I just wanted to touch on that, because I did love that, Samaya, that offering that you talked about, and as advice, and for folks to just
super
take
vulnerable. Thank you. Wait,
yeah. Well, and I guess I don't want to close it, because I feel like we're going to be BFFs forever. We've already talked about exchanging sex toys. I was telling Samaya about, I just burned out my magic wand. I was like, I burned out my magic wand. And she's like, girl, we got to get you something else. That baseball bat.
I'm up for the challenge. Mm-hmm. I'm up for the challenge. We're going to exchange sex toys. Yes. I probably will be back in LA this summer, so I'm definitely gonna hit you guys up. You guys need to take me somewhere fun.
Okay. Well, we will. And if anyone wants to check you out, or I'm not saying take you anywhere fun, because you have a partner, I think. But
hey, you never know.
I have no idea.
We're monogamish. I teach that as well. How to.
And that's so. Can you tell folks how to like find your work,
sure,
find you on all the social handles and all the things, please.
For all the things. Sure. You can find me on Instagram at Sexual Essentials, all one word. And then you can also check out my website, www.thesexualessentials.com. And all of my classes and everything are pretty much on my website. So you can either like join a masterclass. I teach like mouth masterclass, which is a dick sucking class. I teach a dick riding class, and then I teach a masturbation and squirting class. So actually you guys said this is releasing soon. So masturbation May, you guys can use that coupon code and get a discount on the masturbation class for May or on anything in the store. And then of course, if you just want to learn more about sex, I teach on Patreon as well. So like I have pussy eating classes on there, anal sex classes, multiple orgasm classes, how to edge, guys, make sure you look at that one if you need to last longer, yoni massages, you know, dick massages, all these crazy different things. And it's like $15. And so you just, I mean, we like invest so much in our life, like learning other stuff. And we don't really just take any time to really invest in learning more sex. Like you said, April, you don't always want the same thing every day. And it's nice to keep finding new ways to learn, because we only know so much, you know? So it's really cool. But Instagram is my go-to.
Oh, 100% though, Samaya. I enjoyed it. I actually do. I feel like I've known you forever. I'm like, I really love talking to you.
I know everybody always says it, but I'm like, I love your energy.
I really do.
My birthday's in April, so maybe that's the thing. I'm just drawn to you.
Are you? You're just an Aries, fiery human, aren't you? Are you an Aries? You totally are. I knew it. I knew it from the moment you said hello. So, thank you though. Thank you for being here. And y'all
thank
don't.
Thank you so much for having.
If you
me.
Haven't, you haven't seen Samaya, because this is an audio, obviously, podcast that you're listening to. But she's like a hot, beautiful human. And you said, I think you said when we were recording, because we were talking for a while before, but you do the live demo stuff when you actually do workshops. So that's beautiful and experiential and cool. So check out thesexualessentials.com and Samaya's work. Thank you, Samaya, for everything that you do and For all of you out there who have been inspired by Samaya's dick riding information, why don't you ride a dick with a glass of wine sometimes? Hey, no judgment about however you ride. I know I ride in style with my vino from Margins Wine. So go to marginswine.com. Check out why Amy and I have been a huge fan for almost 3 years. I calculated 3 years, y'all. So why do we love it? Because it's especial. It's underrepresented varietals of grapes. I'm going to say it right, Amy, I promise. From underrepresented regions in California and locally made in Santa Cruz. We love it. You can save money too when you go to our website and click on the link to buy some wine. They're fresh new batch right now. All right, y'all. That's all I have. It's late. I love you, each and every one of you. I'll see you next Tuesday. Ciao for now.
Want to learn more? Go to shamelesssex.com.
And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use code SHAMELESSSEX at purepleasureshop.com.